Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Ms. Troll?
Here.
Mr. Wanamaker?
Present.
Mayor Sanford?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. Special order of business, Madam Manager?
Yes, I would like to ask our police chief to please come up, and Mr. Scott Phillips as well, please.
There's a whole bunch of people from JPD here today to recognize 30 years of service to the Juneau Police Department. I actually found out that you started your service with Public Works on May 20th, 1984. And I remember 1984, and that was a great year. A lot of great things happened in 84. On July 1st, 1985, you were promoted auto parts specialist, and then July 1st, 1994, you began working for JPD as our mechanic. And by my count, that's seven police chiefs of police since you started. And with all those years and all those fleets, every time we would switch cars, we went from Dodges to Chevys to Fords. Am I missing any of them? We got all those, and then all the unmarked cars, probably a Toyota or two, but he would have to relearn how to maintain each car each time we would change cars, and he maintained all those cars for a tremendous amount of time. I was told in addition to that that he had an uncanny ability to notice when there were baked goods at the police department. he was always able to find those.
Because he was half fireman, Chief.
He was half fireman. I don't know where the Nintendo skills were, though, so we'll have to see how he was.
One thing I did learn, if you can see him up here.
I'm sorry. I apologize for that one.
If you can see him up here, those are actually size 13 boots that he wears. And when he decided to retire, we found that we had to fill size 13 boots, and those are not easy to fill. And we just want to thank you for 30 years of wonderful service at JPD and say thank you for everything you've done.
Well, congratulations, Scotty. The City and Borough of Juneau Certificate of Appreciation to Scott Phillips. He is recognized for over 29 years of service to the citizens of Juneau, Alaska, dated January 6, 2014. Merrill Sanford, Mayor, and fellow Assembly members.
I had the pleasure of working with Scott Phillips for my entire career at JPD, and it was a pleasure. You couldn't ask for a more caring, dedicated, compassionate, and smart man to fill that job. Thank you, Scott. All right.
A proclamation for National Mentoring Month.
Do we have anybody here? Come on up. Don't be scared of these other assemblies. And what's your name?
Torin Owens. Lena Gilbertson.
All right. You guys both mentoring, or are you both working in Big
Mouth?
Both
working. All right. Okay, from the Office of the Mayor, City and Borough of Juneau, Alaska, Mayoral Proclamation. Whereas studies have shown that young people who receive guidance and support from a caring adult are less likely to resort to violence, abuse drugs or alcohol, and drop out of school, yet more inclined to make positive choices fulfill their potential, and go on to higher educational studies. And whereas Big Brothers Big Sisters is one of the oldest and most successful youth mentoring programs in the nation, originally organized in 1904. What was your name back then? Pop quiz. I don't know either.
Just Big Brothers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And chartered by the United States Congress in 1958. And whereas, in Juneau, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Alaska has been matching local at-risk youth with caring adult mentors since 1979, offering a variety of mentoring programs, including a community-based program, a school-based program, a program at the Johnson Youth Center, and a program serving youth transitioning out of the foster care system. And whereas Big Brothers Big Sisters in Juneau is supported by individual and corporate donations, grants from foundations and governmental agencies, serving nearly 200 children youth in 2013. And whereas a national coalition for mentoring programs has created National Mentoring Month as a means of recruit adult mentors for the estimated 16 million American children who need or want one. And in Juneau, Big Brothers Big Sisters provides the opportunity for adults to mentor children and youth. And whereas this month provides an opportunity to thank current and past volunteer mentors for their dedication in making a difference in a child, youth's life, and for others to consider the benefits of mentoring. Now, therefore, I, Merrill Sanford, Mayor of the City and Borough of Juneau, Alaska, on behalf of the City and Borough Assembly, do hereby proclaim January 2014 as National Mentoring Month in Juneau, Alaska, and call upon the people of Juneau to recognize the importance of mentoring, to look for opportunities to serve as mentors in their communities, and to celebrate this month with appropriate activities and programs. In witness whereof, I hereto set my hand and cause the seal of the City and Borough of Juneau to be affixed this 6th day of January 2014. Merrill Sanford, Mayor.
Congratulations. Thank you very much.
Thanks for being there. Thank
you.
Hello. Hi.
Thank you very much, ladies.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else, Madam Manager?
No, thank you.
Okay, we'll move forward for approval of minutes. Meeting minutes December 16th, 2013. Meeting number 2013-31. Is there any corrections? Is there any objections to their being accepted? Seeing none, so ordered. Next is meeting number 2013-33, December 17th. Is there any corrections? Is there any objections to their being accepted? Seeing none, so ordered. Consent agenda. Manager request for agenda changes.
Thank you. I would like to point out in your red folder, there was the transfer T951. If you could please replace what was in your packet with what's in the red folder, please. Once again, that's T-951.
Everybody there? Okay. We'll move on to public participation on non-agenda items. Was there anybody signed up back there, Madam Clerk? Is there anybody in the public who wishes to speak to us tonight? All right. Nobody signed up and nobody raised their hand. So public participation on non-agenda items is closed. Consent agenda. Public requests for consent agenda changes other than ordinances for introduction. Does anybody wish to pull anything on the consent agenda? What's your question, ma'am? Come on. You're okay. We're flexible.
My name's Serene Hutchinson. I thought this came at the end of the meeting, so I wasn't
quite... It does, too.
It does, too?
Yes.
Do you want me to wait?
No.
Oh, well, do I have to talk twice?
No.
Okay. So I'm Serene Hutchinson. As I said, I'm with Juno Tours and Juno Whale Watch. We're a local tour company here in town, and I did submit a report, and I appreciate the Assembly's patience with me, a total newbie at anything like this, so I would accept any guidance on how I could be a support for getting my concerns addressed, just about the changes that are being made down at the dock. Obviously, the tourism has created amazing traffic issues, and I know that so many smart people have spent a lot of time focusing on that. As one of the boots on the ground, however, in looking at the new plan, I did prepare a list of our concerns about how I think that flow was not necessarily considered well enough. The areas at the CT dock and the tram area, those are really loading and unloading zones. Parking is really not anything any of us buses want to do. We want to get in, fill up, and get out. And I believe that the cruise ship buses have been given preference, and I understand it. We'd be nowhere without them. But in being concerned about this, me and several of the other local companies have done some research, and we've been very surprised and impressed with ourselves as we found out that nowadays we're carrying about half of the passengers that go on tours when they come to Juno. About half of them are coming with us local companies now. And that's thanks to the internet, and we're getting out that you can get a cheaper tour working with a local company. But as a result of that, we found this last year, more than ever, it just became very difficult for us to operate our tours on time. So I did lay this all out in a report, and I don't want to be repetitive, so I wanted to show up and see if anyone had any questions or any guidance on how I could be a part of the solution.
And does everybody remember it was an email from Serena to all of us a couple weeks ago now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ms. Becker?
I don't know. Have you talked to Carl Yucatel?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I've had a couple of meetings with him and his engineer, and I've been told he's working on it. I do have a sense of urgency. I'll just say I have a sense of urgency, as we are also booth. We operate out of a booth down in the dock, and we're about to make the determination whether to renew that or not. So for us, kind of an operating plan where we can be assured that we won't be hindered to operate our business because we'll be stuck in a parking place that we can't get out of with a bus full of people. Or worse, we'll have a bus full of people and we have nowhere to drop them off because all of the parking places are taken. So that's why I have a certain sense of urgency about this. I've tried to communicate very clearly that I'm not concerned about the sidewalk plan, where the beautiful flowers will be. I think all of that permanent stuff that's planned is fine. What I'm concerned about is the decision that we make of where the lines get painted and what the actual operating plan is of how buses will flow through and who is going to make sure, who's going to police that, for lack of a better word, to make sure that it happens.
Any other questions? Thank you. Make sure you stay in close contact with Mr. Yucatel.
Okay.
And the Harbors Department. They're the ones that are in control of that particular thing and are doing their best to meet all the needs. And I know that they've worked on this for 6 years now. So.
Yes.
Okay.
I do think so. Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for coming in. And see, nobody bit. You did good.
Sorry?
You see, nobody bit you up here. Okay, back to consent agenda stuff. Is there anybody in the public who wishes to take something off, pull something off the consent agenda? Seeing none. Assembly requests for consent agenda changes. Mr. Jones?
Yes, I'd like to have the transfer serial number T951. I have some questions.
T951?
Yes.
Okay, is there anything else? Thank you. Assembly action.
Did the manager have a chance to?
Yeah, I already asked her.
Okay.
So didn't I?
Yes. Okay.
Twice.
Thank you. I move we adopt the consent agenda as presented with the removal of T951.
Thank you. Madam Becker, are there any objections? Madam Clerk, T951.
Transfer of $11,400 from the runway safety area CIP to the airport revolving capital reserve account, ARCRA. Then transfer $62,500 from the airport revolving capital reserve account to the runway rehabilitation and master plan study CIP.
Madam Manager?
I believe the title says most of it. The Airport Board reviewed and approved this action at its December 11, 2013 meeting and recommended forwarding to the full Assembly for approval. I will also remind you that this was the one that I said look in your red folder for the new transfer document. I recommend this approval of this transfer.
Thank you. And if we have to, we'll have the Airport Manager come up here in a minute. Mr. Jones, questions?
Yeah, I guess the reason I brought it up was because of the item in the red folder. The dollar amounts changed, went down, and the last item that says the 62501 consists of pasture facility charges, previously it said the airport revolving capital reserve, and the one you had replaced had a document on the back about the budget summary, which wasn't on the new one. And so I guess I was just getting confused about, is this money coming from a reserve account or from passenger facility charges? Or the differences didn't make sense.
Okay. So I can answer one half of that, which is the document in your notebook. The back page of that is correct. So,
okay, but it says
where everything's coming from, the airport manager will outline for you.
Go ahead, Mr. Jones.
On the back of the one that's in our packet, if you said that's correct, then that whole document doesn't go away, only the front half. But it says the account will be reimbursed from CIPs that use resolving funds temporarily as local match. That didn't seem to jive with passenger facility charges. So,
I can answer that. It's actually both. We need a temporary transfer from our own capital reserve account until the PFCs come in, which are a few years down the line, and then they'll be reimbursed to that account.
Next question.
Maybe it's just newbie finance, but the pasture facility charges are stuff that comes in 2 years from now, 3 years from now,
right?
From now?
Yes, that's correct. Actually, the PFC's passenger facility charges are booked several years out per projects, and they have to go through both the FAA and the airline that takes them in this case, Alaska Airlines, although we do collect them from a lot of other airlines. So they're in agreement on the projects and go forward with each grant, and it may be several years for each PFC application, and that's what this one is.
And there's changes to those PFC grants,
right,
throughout the year.
That's correct.
So in essence, the revolving loan fund is you just keep loaning it to yourself and paying it back.
That is, it's specifically for capital projects, and as we get paid back by FAA through either the PFCs or through other funds, it's meant for us to use that to forward fund, if you will, until the money comes in. And right now we have loaned to another phase of another federal project which when you're looking at the math, and I don't know if it was on the worksheet or maybe it was on a spreadsheet I gave Mr. Keel, because he had similar questions, where we have borrowed other money as well, but we had to borrow back from one account so that we could make the whole $62,501 for these two grants.
The finance department monitor that? Is that audit so that you're not loaning yourself more than
yes.
you have or more than you're going to get paid back in
Absolutely.
A reasonable amount of time?
Yes. It's through the controller's office, but then the FAA also keeps tabs on it. We have. It's like a triple set of eyes on it. So, yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Mr. Wanamaker.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move assembly approval of transfer C951.
Is there any objections? So ordered. Okay, we'll move on to the first order of business. Madam Clerk, would you read ordinance 2013-14?
An ordinance amending the disturbing the peace code.
Thank you. Admin report.
This ordinance would amend the disturbing the peace code by, one, adding a section clarifying the intent behind the ordinances to prohibit unreasonable noise, and, two, defining unreasonable noise as it relates to reasonable person standard as has been approved by the Alaska Supreme Court. The Committee of the Whole reviewed this ordinance at its August 5th, 2013 meeting and again in December 9th, 2013. The Assembly sitting as the Committee of the Whole approved the ordinance as amended and recommended forwarding it to the full Assembly for a public hearing. I recommend this ordinance be adopted.
Thank you, Madam Manager. I would open this up for public comment. Does anybody from the public wish to comment on this ordinance? Seeing none, public comment is closed. Assembly action. Mr. Wanamaker.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move assembly approval of ordinance 2013-14 and ask for unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? Ms. Troll.
Mr. Mayor, I don't object, but I do want to put some comments on the record. So would you prefer I do that before the vote or after the vote?
Let's do it right now.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I've ascertained that there's some confusion in the public about what this ordinance does do, because we make a specific reference to noise emanating from vehicles. People think that's the only regulation, that's the only noise that we are addressing, when it's really a performance-based ordinance on unreasonable noises. And the language in here under unreasonable noise, you know, it does apply to fireworks, it does apply to excessively barking dogs and all those things. And I think it's important just to put on the record that while this amendment does not specifically address the use of fireworks, I believe it does adequately protect our residents by making it a citable offense to create an unreasonable noise disturbance, which would include the use of fireworks in residential neighborhoods, except during those times of the year, such as July 4th, that most people would find the noise acceptable. So it does address fireworks, it does address dogs, and just want to make sure that the public is aware of that.
Thank you, Ms. Troll. Is there any objections to ordinance 2013-14? Hearing none, ordinance 2013-14 is finally adopted. Madam Clerk, we'll move on to ordinance 2013-29.
An ordinance establishing the Human Resources and Risk Management Department.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Admin report.
Human Resources Risk Management is currently a division within the Administrative Department. This ordinance would create a Human Resources Risk Management Department similar to other CBJ departments such as Engineering, Library, and Community Development. The responsibilities of the Human Resource Division have increased over the past few years to include the risk management responsibility. The risk management function provides services to the Juneau School District and Bartlett Regional Hospital, and most recently, the Human Resources Risk Management has expanded services to provide consolidated HRRM services to Bartlett Regional Hospital. The Assembly Finance Committee reviewed this request on December 18, 2013, and recommended forwarding to the full Assembly for approval. I recommend this ordinance be adopted.
Thank you, Madam Manager. Is there anybody, I'll open up public comment now. Is there anybody from the public who wishes to comment on Ordinance 2013-29? Seeing none, public comment is closed. Assembly action. Ms. Crane.
I move adoption of Ordinance 2013-29 and ask for unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? Mr. Wanamaker?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm not going to object, but I am going to point out that I'm very hesitant about this ordinance in that as we asked for information and received additional information about the need to create the Human Resources Department, we learned from the Bartlett people that they will be revisiting this need in an additional study within the next couple of years. And so I think it's a premature request. I have no doubt that our Human Resources Department will lend strength and efficiency to their operations, but I'm not satisfied with the way the information to establish this was presented to us, and I'm putting that on the record. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wanamaker. Is there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Thank you. Madam Clerk, could you read the title for Ordinance 2013-11AA?
An ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $150,000 as a transfer to the Last Chance Basin Hydro Geo Capital Project, funding provided by the Water Utility Fund balance.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Madam Manager?
This transfer will partially fund the design for the rehabilitation of the Last Chance Basin well field in order to meet peak drinking water demands that occur in the summer months. This demand is largely driven by the desire of cruise ships to fill up with drinking water while in port. This past summer, the water utility was unable to supply cruise ships with a stable and predictable water supply. Last month, staff from engineering, public works, and the manager's office met with cruise ship representatives to discuss the issue. Wellfield rehabilitation is a priority of the water utility, assembly, and cruise industry. At their meeting, at that meeting, there was support from the industry representatives to use CBJ marine passenger fees for wellfield rehabilitation and T949, which was approved on November 24, 2013 meeting, transferred $150,000 from the waterfront Seawalk CIP to the Last Chance Basin CIP. With the addition of this appropriation, $300,000 will be available. The $300,000 is an initial amount of funds to develop a design and assist in aligning us with the funding sources to maintain the main CBJ water supply. This preparatory funding leverages us to react quickly if and when grants, loans, CBJ marine passenger fees, or legislative and or state marine passenger fee funding becomes available in the spring of 2014 instead of having to wait a whole nother year. At its November 18, 2013 meeting, the Public Works and Facilities Committee reviewed this request and recommended forwarding it to the full assembly for approval. I recommend this ordinance be adopted.
Thank you, Madam Manager. Is there anybody from the public who wishes to comment on Ordinance 2014-01? No, excuse me. I'm getting ahead of myself. I've already moved on. Ordinance 2013-11AA. Any public comment? Seeing none, public comment is closed. Assembly action. Mr. Wanamaker.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move assembly approval of Ordinance 2013-11AA, and I ask for unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Madam Clerk, could you please read the title for Ordinance 2014-01?
An ordinance providing for the issuance and sale of port revenue bonds in one or more series in the aggregate principal amount of not to exceed $29 million, providing for the form and terms of the bonds, providing a method of payment therefore, reserving the right to issue revenue bonds on a parity with the bonds upon compliance with certain conditions, and repealing and rescinding ordinance serial number 2012-28.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Madam Manager?
The dollar amount of the bonds authorized is not being changed at this time. We will be selling $6.5 million in bonds for the Seawalk in February 2014, so it is necessary to amend the ordinance to address the following issues.
The bonds will be sold up to three different times to match the project schedule versus all at once. The bond proceeds are intended to fund two projects, the cruise ship dock enhancement and relocated and related uplands, and two additional seawalk following the waterfront development plan. The dock project is considered a private activity project, meaning there are payments, i.e. revenues, from private businesses for the use of the dock available to pay back some of the bonds. Bonds issued under this situation are not tax exempt and carry a slightly higher interest rate. Number four, the Seawalk project is considered a governmental project and the bonds are tax exempt. Number five, Section 9 provides for the delegating of the adoption of interest rates contained in the eventual interest rate resolution. The resolution would still go through the standard assembly process. And number six, the terms of the bond is extended to 25 years. The debt service will be paid from local port development fees. The estimated total cost of the debt service, including interest, at an average rate of 4.52% for the 25 years bonds is $49.6 million. I recommend this ordinance be adopted.
Thank you, Madam Manager. Is there anybody from the public who wishes to comment on Ordinance 2014-01? Seeing none, public comment is closed. Assembly action. Ms. Becker.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move adoption of Ordinance 2014-01 and ask for unanimous consent.
Is there any objections? Another one that is nice to move forward on. Thank you very much. That is accepted. Unfinished business. Madam Manager.
And I will turn this over to the City Attorney.
And I would ask Ms. Ebens to come up.
Do we have any questions? Mr. Jones.
No, just going to say that before you is the decision on the Cavanero appeal. I think most of you had a chance to review it via email. I know there were some changes made, and I think those are reflected here. We did receive email from the assessor's office that they didn't have any objections. And I checked with Attorney Stevens before, and we have not gotten any response back from Cavanero. So basically, this was a decision as we had talked about it in our meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Is there any other questions? Mr. Jones, can I have orders of the day?
Orders of the day, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. So ordered. Thank you, Ms. Seymour.
Can you go back to the football game?
Okay, the next one is senior needs assessment. Something in our red folder, I think, ma'am?
Yes. Additional information in your red folder. There are four pieces of paper in your red folder. One of them, the title is the Draft Memorandum of Agreement for JEDC and CBJ. This is following up on the request of the Finance Committee at the December meeting. You had asked or approved up to, you'd approved $25,000 to cover the cost, part of the cost of the senior needs assessment. I wrote the memorandum of agreement to say $25,000 or up to 50% of the cost, whichever is less, because we don't know what the actual contract will be. And I believe the discussion was that we would pay up to 50% of that contract. So this is the draft information for that. As we said, we would follow up. Then in the next three pages, you see the FY14 Mayor and Assembly budget, because the question was where would the funding come from out of the existing budget. And so I've highlighted a couple of the lines that I would recommend that you consider the funding for this come out of. The first one is under benefits. And that's $15,000. We're confident that we'll have that money left because we have to budget for more of you to take benefits, not knowing who's going to be on the assembly come October. And we actually will have we have savings this year because not as many of you are taking those benefits. So that's a sure number.
farther down that same page, there's the audit. Right now, it looks like that we will have $8,000 left in that after talking with the finance department. On page 2, there's savings in the lobbyists category, and that is with all the changes that we've done with the lobbyists this year. There still will be approximately almost $36,000 left in that line item after we pay the full contracts for our D.C. lobbyists, paying the remainder of the payment for Mr. Clark Green, and then paying Mr. Jardell for his contract for the year. And then the last page, there is also money that is available in the Better Capital, and there's $65,500 that right now is undesignated funding. There were questions about other travel and possible needs coming up, and so you can also see in different areas where we have information that says it's pending, and so we are trying to project what would be spent. So those aren't areas that right now I'm recommending that you consider to use to fund the $25,000. There will not, because it's in your existing budget, we don't need to do any ordinance. It just, if you could give me direction on where you'd like that money to be designated so that we make sure that we zero out that extra savings to be able to use for this $25,000.
Are there any questions for the manager? Ms. Crane, orders of the day.
Orders of the day, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you very much.
Mayor, object. I believe the manager was seeking some direction from us.
She's got a list of recommended places to take it from, and she can take it from those places. That's up to her to make sure that we don't get shorted anywhere in the mayor's budget.
It would be, Mr. Mayor, my intention to, my strong preference to use two of those sources more than three of those sources before the fourth. So I would object to orders of the day, purpose of at least some comment, if not a vote.
Go ahead. Give a comment first, and then we'll vote.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It seems to me that in order to come up with the funds in question, the first, I think if I've got my pages in the right order, first three categories were all entirely acceptable. The use of savings from assembly benefits, savings from an audit under budget, and our lobbyist contracts coming in under budget are all perfectly solid places, and that if we're able to husband our Better Capital City fund resources for things more directly related to the original purpose of that fund, I'd prefer to see us not take it from Better Capital City.
Thank you, Mr. Keel, and I'm sure that the manager will take that under advisement and be able to work within the budget that we have. Is there any objections to orders of the day now? Seeing none, Mr. Wanamaker, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I don't object, but I share Mr. Keel's sentiments. I think the good reasoning there. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, new business. Staff reports.
Done. Thank you.
Get out my little paperwork here since we've had 10 days off. Did everybody have a good 10 days off?
Is that long?
Did we have that much?
I have it more than that.
Except for the three without electricity.
Yeah. Those people that live way out the road, you know, sometimes they deserve that, Miss Crane. Okay, but we have a couple of...
I would like to publicly thank AELNP for all of their hard work. They worked around the clock for many days, and it was much appreciated.
And I heard that you had positive comments about the snow removal crews out there, too.
Yes.
Ms. Green, thank you very much. So if you could pass that on to them.
They got your positive word in.
I will. Thank you.
We have two or three different meetings coming up that we have to schedule. And on the 22nd, we're trying to schedule a delegation breakfast with our delegation and our D.C. lobbyist who's trying to get to town on the 22nd. I don't know if we've got all that firmed up for sure, but it will be in the next couple of days, and an email will go out to you. So if you would set aside delegation breakfast on the 22nd of January to meet here in the assembly at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Better be a good breakfast.
And then the next one is the school district has requested a meeting with us to give us an update on different things within the school district and some of the general, the first meeting of the general meeting of the budget stuff that they need to pass on to us. So we are trying to set up, and they wanted and requested a February 26th meeting for that. And I think what we'll try to do, since we have not been able to get to all the other boards and commissions we talked about today, and Patty's already left, but we're trying to get the airport to be there for 45 minutes to an hour also, and we'll do both of those committees on that night if we can. So we've been a hard time getting to our Docks and Harbors board and our airport board and some of our other boards that we do need to meet with more often than what we've been doing. This will help us get by two stones in one, because we don't want to kill any birds. So we'll get by two stones here. So the 26th is that one proposed.
February.
Mr. Wanamaker?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think I have business travel that starts right about that same day. I'm wondering how we can still pull. I have to verify it, and I can't do that till tomorrow morning.
Okay.
But I would not want to miss that.
Yeah, that's the date that they requested, so the school district wishes that day if we can at all do it. So we'll look into it and finalize that.
Mr. Mayor, what time of day?
It'll be in the evening.
5, 7, 6.
As soon as we can.
We talked about 6.
Yeah.
Okay.
As soon as we can get started after work. What, Ms. Becker?
I was just going to ask if it was a finance meeting. No. Or at that time. No. Okay.
But I don't think there was anything that.
No, finance is on the 12th in February.
That was an open day. Okay, and cruise ships update. I think Mr. Wanamaker asked about a cruise ship update. I think the manager's been looking into it, and I think Mr. Wanamaker's been looking into it, and we're going to try to get somebody here to give us at a COW meeting an update on what they're doing and how they're moving ships around and everything.
We're looking for the first meeting of the COW meeting in February,
okay.
And Mr. Wanamaker will double-check with the speaker.
Okay. We already took care of the senior needs assessment. And that's all I have, unless there's any questions from anybody. Okay, let's move forward on committee reports. Ms. Becker?
No report, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Wanamaker?
No report. This is the last one.
Mr. Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Human Resources Committee met just before this evening's meeting. We recommend approval of a Juno Arts and Humanities Council appointee to fill a vacancy on the 1% for Arts Selection Panel for the Off Bay Elementary School renovation. The Human Resources Committee recommends approval of Robin Holloway to that seat.
Was there just one appointment to that?
One vacancy to fill, yes.
Okay, thank you. Are there any objections to that? Seeing none, so ordered.
The committee also heard a discussion and reviewed a draft ordinance that would move the CBJ Museum out of the Parks and Recreation Department and into the Library Department. We heard discussion from both directors and recommended with only minor changes that the ordinance be forwarded to the Assembly for approval. So we can look forward to that on an upcoming agenda.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's all for the Human Resources Committee, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Keel. Madam Crane?
The Finance Committee meeting in January will be on the 15th. Wednesday the 15th.
Thank you. Mr. Smith?
No report for Lance. Thank you.
Thank you. And now we'll move down to Mr. Jones and liaison reports.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Mr. Nankervis?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
We've had too much time off. Nothing. Ms. Troll?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Smith?
No report.
Ms. Crane?
Unanimous, nothing.
If we can get all the way down the row here, if we can get an A+, everybody. Warning, Mr. Nan. I was going to go back to Mr. Nan. Mr. Keel.
I'm feeling peer pressure here. No, actually, I don't have anything to report either. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Wanamaker?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Juneau Economic Development Council met last week, and they mostly discussed planning for the Innovation Summit, which is coming up, and appointed members to their new finance committee. And basically that's their report. Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee will meet tomorrow evening here in Chambers, and I'll be attending. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wanamaker. Ms. Becker?
No report, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. Presiding officers' reports? We've all set in, and do you have another one, Mr. Jones?
No. No, sir. I'm done.
We'll fix that for you.
I'm sure you will.
Mr. Nankervis, we're going to meet with you in just a couple of minutes.
Yes, we are, Mr. Mayor.
Assembly comments and questions. Mr. Jones?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Mr. Nankervis?
I hope everybody has a good year this year. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Troll?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have just a couple of comments relative to some of the correspondence that we've been receiving from some of our constituents. I think we've all got the letters regarding the Spoon Island cell tower, and I've had a chance to talk to Mr. Hal Hart, our community development director, and they are really trying to address the problems. It's now because it's the law. The letter we got from Doug Mertz indicated some legal issues, so now we have to kind of dance around that a little bit to determine what we can do within the FAA. And anyway, the long and short of it is staff is on it and hopes to be finding a path forward to address the concerns that came forward in the letter about the blinking red lights and the strobe lights and all of that. So I appreciate staff's promptness on that. And I was also pleased to hear that Mr. Yucatel had met regarding the passenger, the cruise ship buses, and understand that that's still a work in progress, that, it's not too late to make design parking accommodations to address the independent travel operators. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Troll. And Spoon Island, cell phone tower. Since we just got rid of one of our longstanding ordinances that we've been working on for a couple of years, can we get from the city manager at our next meeting an estimate on when we're going to get to and have the ordinance before us for the cell phone tower ordinance? So if you could look at that and give us a time frame, we need a time frame now to get that old document off of our long list of things. So who's in charge of doing it and how long it'll take us to get there?
Okay.
If you would. Thank you. And is there any objections to the manager doing that from all of us? I don't want to. I'm not giving orders here by myself. Okay, thank you very much.
Mr. Smith.
Mr. Smith.
No comments, Mr. Mayor.
Ms. Crane.
Well, I'm glad Ms. Troll brought up Spoon Island because it was on my list to discuss this evening as well, and I have not had a chance to talk to Mr. Hart about it. Community development is responding, they're not communicating very well with the concerned citizens because we've heard from a number of them, and what they're indicating is that they're not getting a response from community development. So I think they raised some significant concerns. When they came and talked to us the first time, we were assured that the lighting, the way it is on that tower, would be taken care of, and I assumed it had been done. So it was disappointing to learn that it has not been done. When we talked about also, I'm glad you brought up the issue of looking at a policy, because when we had our planning meeting in January, I said I was considering asking for a moratorium on any additional cell towers, and I was assured that that policy would be forthcoming very shortly, and it hasn't. So I'd really like to see it done, and I think until we can get this right, we do need to hold on any further cell tower requests.
Mr. Keel?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Ms. Crane and Ms. Troll sort of took my number one issue, and I know I had lengthy conversations a week or so ago with the deputy manager on the topic, but I share their concerns.
Mm-hmm.
That's all from me tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Keel. Mr. Wanamaker?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. For the manager, I heard from a couple of school teachers, and there's a long sidewalk that parallels Riverside behind the swimming pool. Mm-hmm. And I think you know the area. And anyway, it's on the swimming pool side of the street there. It's the cement sidewalk is further in towards the bushes away from the curb. And it's been plowed, but it's nothing but a sheet of ice underneath, and it's got water in it. I walked it today, and I was told that the teachers consider it a safety hazard, and I watched a young child fall on that ice today. I don't know who's responsible for it. I think that's an area that has gone back and forth between different departments. But I thought if I brought it to your attention, you could look into it and see if there's something that can be done, because it's ice all the way through and it's got standing water on it. Thank you.
I'll follow up on that.
Thank you, Mr. Wanamaker. Is that state or is that?
No, I believe it's well, the sidewalk, I think, gets plowed by the school district.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I need to confirm, if it's school district or if it's Parks and Rec that does the plowing of that, and see what we can do to get some sand and salt on it.
All right. Thank you very much. Ms. Becker.
No report. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
I should have skipped you, shouldn't have I?
It's a new year.
All right. Assembly comments and questions is completed. Continuation of public participation on non-agenda items. Does anybody from the public wish to speak to us again on non-agenda items? Seeing none, public comment is participation is closed. No executive session per se. We will adjourn.